Blog Talk Radio.
The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
Hey, welcome into the show, everybody. And for those of you that don't know, I informed the Doc Love Club members earlier today, but Doc Love passed away last night, and it came suddenly. He had an infection. I'm not sure about all the details, but it just overwhelmed him. And as Doc always used to like to say, he was 77 years young. And I know I'm going to miss him deeply. We've extended the show a half hour tonight because there's been a lot of you writing in your condolences, and there's going to be callers, and there's going to be guys who are going to want to share their thoughts. I'll give you a personal story. You know, I've never been nervous for a show until tonight. Well, maybe the early shows when Doc and I were still feeling our way through. But, you know, I started with Doc in 2001. And I remember early on he said, you know, if you could get me on the radio, that's what I really want. That was a lifelong dream of his. He did a lot of the phone coaching, and he thought that the phone coaching, and he correctly assumed this, would naturally translate into a talk radio show. And we worked on getting on the air for about 4 years. So from 2001 to 2005, we had many stops and starts. We tried to convince radio stations to put us on, give us a studio, and as Doc always says, or always said, he really appreciates the Internet, and because the Internet, again, to the rescue. I remember we started with World Talk Radio, then we moved to WS Radio, and then finally we built our own platform with the help of a lot of great folks. But he loved this show, and he loved you guys. He loved all of you. He was so enthusiastic every single time, every single week. He just would not miss the show, and it was just something that he did up until the time that he couldn't do it anymore. And I got to tell you that I'm going to miss his enthusiasm. I'm going to miss his positive, upbeat style. I wrote this to the Doc Love Club members, and I said, you know, right before the shows, we'd record the special segments. I'd say, Big D, how you doing, man? And he'd be like, oh, best time of the week, best time of the week. And he really meant that. And, boy, I tell you what, it's been almost 5,500 shows that he and I did together. That's a staggering number when you think about it. And I know personally, and I want to get to the callers here, but I know personally my life would be a shell of itself if I had never encountered Tom Hodges, better known as Doc Love. If I had never gotten the principles of the dating dictionary, and better known as the system, or the system better known as the dating dictionary, it's just something that's allowed me to interact with the world in a certain way. System / dating dictionary guys, and there's women that listen too, and so I don't want to discount that. And we interact with the world in a way that it's really the best of ourselves. I mean, Doc really always wanted you to bring your best. Demand the best from yourself and make sure that you're living the best life you possibly can. I know he did. I got to tell you, I love Doc Love, and I know you do too. And so without further ado, you can certainly, by the way, Doc would be all about you sharing funny stories. This doesn't have to be a somber show. He'd also be okay with you asking dating questions if you have them. So don't feel funny if you don't want to come on and offer condolences and instead you just want to ask a dating question. He would actually love that because that's what this show was all about. This show was all about putting good men and good women together into long-term relationships, wishing each other well. And so I say, listeners, the floor is yours for the next hour and 25 minutes. I've got I've got 15 pages and counting of condolences that it's going to take me probably months to read all of them, but I promise you I'm going to get to all of them. I'm going to make this a regular feature of the show to share what Doc meant to you. And certainly you can call in. So let me give you the numbers here. So you can call in at 855-345-7465, 855-345-7465, or International Alaska and Hawaii, 646-668-8937, 646-668-8937. And again, we're going to stay here for an hour and a half tonight. The show is going to be 90 minutes, and we'll try to get as much in as we can. We may repeat something like this next week. I don't know. I'm just going to feel my way through it. So let's get to our first caller here. And listeners, again, you know, he loved you. So this is all about you. This is about you sharing what Doc meant to you. And I'm going to bring in our, as Doc always loved to say, my loyal Indian warrior, Vish, calling the smartest man in India, he would call you. And I certainly feel the same. Vish, welcome to the Doc Love Show. And hey, the floor is yours, man.
Hey, Jeff. If you don't mind, can I take a few seconds to say something to Doc?
Anything. The floor is yours.
Okay. Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amrutangamaya Aum Shanti 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 Gurur Brahma Gurur Vishnu Gurur Devo Maheshwarah Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Thank you, Jeff. That was for Doc, and that's how much he meant for me. And I don't know, Jeff, what to say, but and I mean, from now on, I think you're as close to Doc as I can get to. And this has been shocking, but yes, Doc lived like a legend, and he's a legend now.
There's absolutely no doubt about that, Vish. Doc lived life to the fullest, and he really loved what he did. And they always say, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. That's an old saying. And I can't even remember who said it, but it sure did embody Doc. It literally was the best hour of his week. He was so high when he would come in here. Sir. It was a natural high. And and I tell you, I'll share something off the air that he would always talk about with you, Vish. He would say, that guy is so smart in India. He said, these letters, and you know how Doc used to talk, he go, these letters, wow, Vish writes these, wow. He said, how did I get so lucky to get a guy like this, you know, all the way around the world, and he's writing great letters like this from reading a dating book. He loved you, man. He loved you changed my life letters. You just know that.
That wouldn't have been possible without Doc and you, Jeff, because I don't know, man. I can't start, you know, I don't think I'll have enough time to even start expressing what Doc meant to me, how much he changed my life. I mean, all those letters, those are nothing, because nothing, they would mean nothing to me without Doc, his teachings, and you, and all these things, you know. I really, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to say, but I expected Doc to be here forever. Like, he is that important to the world and to this dating arena, especially in the world like this, a man standing up for other men. But he was a gem, Jeff. I mean, I don't know how other guys are coping up with this, but hope everybody has strength, his family has strength for this. And I promise that I'll stick to Doc's work, man. We have an obligation to carry this to the world, and especially you, Jeff. I thank your courage for being here and doing this show for us and letting us, giving us opportunity for saying a few words about Doc. And sorry for everyone who didn't understand that those first few seconds, that was just a tribute in Sanskrit verse about what a guru means and what, that was a peaceful something for Doc. And I'm sorry, Jeff, I'm not able to speak a lot.
I think this is every bit as eloquent as
man,
King Cobra
one more
letter.
Thing, one more, the last thing he did on the show, I went back and listened, was read one of my letters and give me compliments. That was something, on his last show ever, he read my letter and gave me compliments. That's something even deeper for me, and that is something that would even remain with me for my whole life. I mean, I should have called, I should have listened to his voice, I should have done more, but at least I have that much now. I don't know, man. I don't know what to say, Jeff.
Hey, Vish, I got to tell you, and I got to move on to some other callers here. Obviously, as you can imagine, a lot of guys want to get in and share their thoughts.
I'll call back later, Jeff.
Well, of course, but Vish, yes. I want to tell you one more thing, and you left it all out in the field with Doc. That's the saying, sports saying that I am fond of. But you left it all out in the field because he thought the world of you, and that King Cobra letter that you wrote probably about a year ago, that just blew him away. He would bring that up to me at least like four or five times a year. So never feel like you didn't do enough or you. He really, like all his guys, man, all of his students, he loved you, man. So anyway, I thank you, Vish, and I'm going to move on to some other callers and get everybody's, try to get as many voices in here as we possibly can.
I appreciate that, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and don't be a stranger,
long live our
man.
Thank
you, and don't be a stranger, man. I'm going to keep this going, okay?
Yes, sir, I understood. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Vish. Take care. All right, we're going to keep moving on to callers here. And 3348, 3348, that's the last four digits of your number. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age. And, hey, the floor is yours.
Hey, Jeff. This is Connor out of Oklahoma.
Hey, Connor.
Hey. Well, boy, I was just I was real shocked to see what had happened, and it's hard to know where to start. I'm not going to try to take too much time, but
take your time, Connor. This show is really I added a half hour to this show for a reason. I wanted to give people plenty of room to get their thoughts out and to share their. I mean, Doc's a great man, and this show is all about tribute to him. I want to make sure you guys have enough time.
Thank you. I learned about Doc through my brother. I'm 26 now, and I was about 19, and I read the system, and I would apply the principles, but then I would get comfortable, and I'd lax on the principles, and I'd lose the girl. Like it'd work all the way up until I laxed on the principles, and so I just kept reading it though, and kept trying to drill it into my head, and I finally there was a girl I knew, and this past year, and I wanted to start seeing her, and I started reading the book again, kind of reading Mastery, listening to the archive shows. I went through hundreds of archive shows, and it just and then when it was about time, I finally got a phone coaching from Doc, and it was he really helped me out and guided me on the way to go about it, and it's been about 8 months now that I've actually been with her, but it's easily the best relationship I've been in. And then there's been no red flags because I've just been sticking to the material, and she's just been really great and wonderful. And I called you guys a few times earlier in the year, and I remember I called in April or May, and I told Doc about how well things were going, and I told him about an instance where this girl told me, she said, and I never told her about Doc Love, and she says, "It's like you've learned our secret vernacular."
I remember that when you said that on the show. Yes, I do. I remember that now.
Uh-huh. And she probably doesn't know why, but my jaw just hit the floor. Because I was thinking, oh, my goodness, I got to call Doc immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that call. That was a great moment on the show. I remember that. That was, right around like 3 or 4 months ago or something like that. Yeah, that was, uh-huh. now you're jogging my memory on that. Yeah, that was great. And there's so many guys that'll say that. How did you know my ex-wife? How did you know my girlfriend? You know, it just leaps out of the pages of his book.
Oh yeah, no, it does definitely. I was really happy in that, and I got to tell him about all my triumphs, and he just expressed how proud he was, and so I was I just felt really happy about that, and then. I kept telling myself recently, I've been wanting to call him, and I kept putting it off. Thought he'd be around for 100 more years. And, cause this girl's asking me about, you know, she's saying, so have you thought about marriage and things like that? And I've been trying to be coy about it. But I wanted to get Doc's opinion on it. So I don't know. Maybe I might save that for another show, again, talk to you a little more about that. But, I just wanted to...
Well, one thing you should do is Google the article Doc Love on Sex. That'll help you make your decision on that. He wrote an article about 5 or 6 years ago, Doc Love on Sex, and I think it'll, absorb that article, and then if you want to call and talk about it, we can. But I think that'll really help you. Doc kind of encapsulated. His basic thing was that, you know, he's not not coming at it from a religious angle or a moral angle or anything like that. Just that the longer you wait, the better off mm-hmm. you are. And but you'll, mm-hmm. you'll see everything. And you'll see, and it's really easy. Just Google it, Doc Love on Sex.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been learning, and she's always so surprised about how patient I am. And really, in my head, it's like, oh, I want to do all kinds of stuff, but I just stick to it and stay patient. And I just wanted to thank you for doing this show tonight, because I expected, I was reading that email, and I expected you to say, you know, oh, I can't do it, I'm not going to be on the show tonight, or can't do it for a few weeks, or whatever. I was afraid something else might happen, you know, we might not be doing the show or something. But I'm really thankful that, you know, you're giving us this time to remember Doc. I remember on that last call, he asked me, you know, to like he does, to you know, tell the other guys about the material. And I told him if I kept on going on, I'd have to be your side. I had it to be Jeff's sidekick.
Well, I tell you that, it's really appreciated. And, you know, I would not do the show tonight because Doc... The only time we ever got knocked off the air was when San Diego lost power for like 12 hours. And there was just nothing mm-hmm. that we could do to be on the air. And other than that, you know, when you think about it, almost 5,500 shows through illnesses and deaths and all sorts of things, we showed up for that hour every week. And that was largely a driving force of Doc. Doc just, Doc's real old school. He was real old school, and you know when people are, you know, Doc Love Club members are paying good money to have a show delivered to them every week, and he took that very seriously. And so it's so burned into my head, and the way that Doc thought, and now the way that I think, that you know, not doing a show would not have been an option tonight.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. And you know, we're all real thankful to that. And so, you know, it's just my condolences to you and of course to his family. And, you know, I'm grateful, and I'm grateful for the site and that we have these books and this, all this material of Doc, and that he's going to live forever. I mean, my kids are going to know about Doc Love. That's, you know, and that's just how it is. So, yeah, I just wanted to thank you, Jeff.
Well, thanks, Connor. And I tell you, two quick things before I let you go. You know, the sex thing, every guy's got to make his own decision on that. I mean, when you think about it, you and your girlfriend are two consenting adults. You got to take in the material. You got to think of what's going to be best for you two. And that's, I think that's what really Doc, you know, and you'll see that in the article, but that's really what Doc was about. Doc will lay out the reasons why, you know, it's better to wait from a challenge standpoint, a mystery and a challenge standpoint. But again, keep in mind that, you know, Doc's book was infused with a lot of humor and a tongue-in-cheek look at the dating dance. And so when I look at it, a lot of times guys, I'd fielded some questions on social media, and they would say, well, Doc's not telling me what to do. And I was like, and I was looking at that, I was like, Doc was never dogmatic about anything. Doc was basically an odds maker. Doc was like Doc was like that old grizzled like gambler or sports bettor in Vegas.
He's the spirit of the law.
He knew more. You know, he could read behind, like, you know, he could maybe see that the quarterback had an injury on a Wednesday, and he would be the one that would be setting the lines for the rest of the bettors because of the knowledge that he had. And that's what Doc was. He was an odds maker. And so these sets of rules, he wasn't telling, like, adults, well, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. He was just saying, hey, from what I've learned in interviewing thousands of women, These are the odds of what's going to happen. Here's what I think my interviewing has told me where you get your best shot at. So as you're absorbing, you know, that article on sex and any of Doc's materials, always look at it in that vein.
Yep, and you know, I know, and he's interviewed all those. He spent his whole life doing this material, and I you've been with him, you know, 20 years, and so I know. Yeah, he's passed those hours on to you now. So, you know, we're thankful to have you, Jeff.
No, thankful to have you, and you know, appreciate you calling in and call in anytime. I know I was going to tell you something else, but it slips my mind right now. It's certainly been a whirlwind couple days, and I'm sure I'll think of it about 20 minutes after you're off the air. But that's okay. I hope you won't be a stranger, and I hope you'll call in more often, and you know, we'll chat about the various things you have going on. But Connor, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts about Doc.
Oh yeah, of course, I'll definitely call. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, you take care, buddy.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. All right, let's keep going. A lot of callers on the line, as you may imagine, and we're going to try to get to everybody. If not, if we run out of time, then, you know, we'll certainly do something like this next week. I mean, we're in kind of uncharted territory here, but we'll feel our way together. So 2702, that's the last four digits of your number. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and then the floor is yours.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. This is Bill from New Jersey, and I'm 45.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good, good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. You're coming in clear as a bell.
Okay, great. Wow, I was shocked to get the email about Doc this morning. I've had the dating dictionary, it must be 15 years now. I mean, he wrote that it preceded over 15 years, right?
Yeah, no, I think he wrote the first edition in like the mid-80s. He started interviewing women in 1965, and I think he wrote the first edition in the mid-80s, and it's been revised all along. And so you've had the dating dictionary almost as long as the radio show has existed.
Yeah, at this point, it's like the pages are all frayed. The cover's not even there anymore. It's almost like a ancient manuscript of you know, lots of secrets. You know.
Yeah, that beat up book is probably worth more than all the books combined in Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I had had a phone coaching with him some years back after a breakup, and he was very helpful. And just thought he was a real sweet guy. And something else I also noticed, like, currently, like, I'm sure you've heard of the Manosphere and the Red Pill. And Doc,
yeah, isn't,
you know,
that
Doc,
kind of the,
like,
men go their own way movement or something like that?
Right, right. But some of it can kind of tie, you know, can also tie into guys that still continue to date and try to navigate through, you know, the current dating climate and market. But
yeah,
what's interesting is there is a dating coach out there who's kind of has some prominence on YouTube, and he's pretty well known, and his name is Corey Wayne.
And, oh, yeah, yeah. He gives Doc credit in his book. He gives Doc credit in his book.
Right, right. He does. He does make mention of Doc. And what's interesting is he wrote a book called The 3% Man. And, I mean, I got to say, it's like almost like 99.9% of the book is all inspired by the teachings of Doc. I mean, Corey did a great job of marketing. And like I said, he's on YouTube. But everything in there almost, it's Doc. So, you know, just to kind of see, you know, his teachings spread and how he could break down the, you know, womanese and the differences between the way men and women communicate. It's, there's really nobody like him. Like, you know, the first guy to understand women in 6,000 years. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You know, there's just, but, yeah, I don't want to keep up any more time. But
no, hey, listen, man. This is your forum, and like I said, like I told the last caller, I added a half hour to the show for a reason. And again, there's no set rules on this show. We just, you know, we may if we don't get everybody in tonight, people want to share stories next week or the next couple weeks. Yeah, hey, we'll do it. But do you have anything else that, you know, one thing I did want to say is that I tell you that the one thing that Doc always kept in the one thing that Doc always had is he was always optimistic about people getting together. So you could have a guy that is completely soured on dating and, you know, I'm never going to date again. I can't stand women and, you know, all that stuff. And they get into that negative headspace. And as you said, Doc is a very kind guy. But he would pull no punches. Like, he was a gruff coach. Like, he would, you know, he would tell you if he thought you were, I used to love it on the show when he'd go, guy, and you get that Doc laugh, you know, and then you know that you're about to get a course correction from Doc. But what I liked about him is he always had that optimism. He always believed that you just have to do the right things, and there's a good woman for a good guy. And he would, and you know, and one thing is that I loved is it's always been a realistic approach. It's never been, you know, do all these things, do everything it says in the dating dictionary, and I guarantee that you're going to find Ms. Right. Well, nobody can guarantee that. You know, there's a lot of different circumstances that make up a relationship. But I tell you that he gave you your best shot, and he always was your best cheerleader for saying, you know what, you can find that girl, and she is out there. And don't paint women, even if you're feeling, down and you've had a lot of reversals, don't paint every woman with that same brush. You know, there's a lot of good women out there, and that was always his message. So it's a message of positivity. And I know what I was going to tell the last caller, that, you know, he said that Doc is the best friend to man. Well, he's also a best friend to women, too, because when you think about what Doc did, he interviewed thousands of women, and he basically broke down what they said they really wanted. And when he did that, then it's a very woman-friendly system. There's nothing in here that is like, you know, respect her, make sure that she has fun, you know, give her gifts when it's appropriate, make sure she's a very important part of your life. You know, how can you really argue with any of that? So anyway, I just wanted to say that. But did you have any other thoughts about Doc?
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the things that I thought was so good about the system was that manual was so helpful, because there's so many guys get, and myself included, get into a pattern after you get the girl, and then you start to become a little more lax, and then you start to slip up, and the the methodical approach of the system kind of kept you on track. And I think so many times as guys, you know, we kind of can get stubborn about the way we want to approach, and we have a set idea how we want to interact with women. And it's a lot of the ways to successfully interact with women are kind of counterproductive. And the system kind of brought you right back on track, and you could always use it as a reference to sort of, you know, to kind of troubleshoot. Even, you know, before things would happen, or even after maybe you had made a mistake, you could go back and go, you know, just go back to a specific chapter and see. It was like a reference point where you felt, you know, it could be helpful. It could certainly be helpful. It's like a guide.
Yeah.
You know,
you can always, yeah, you can always go back. And, you know, one doc, what doc would always teach is that the romantic love is conditional. So she may have high interest level and be in the 90s in the first year of dating, but 5 years in, after you're married and, you know, you're hanging your socks on the banister and, you know, leaving the toilet seat up and doing all those things and maybe disrespecting her in some ways, the interest level goes 70, 65, 64, 63, 51, and then, you know, pretty soon you end up in divorce court. So you're right. It's all about understanding that you have to take those course corrections and making sure that you are doing the best you can to follow the tenets. But did you ever have anything else that you wanted to add before we moved on to some other callers?
Well, just one final thing. I know that you would say, like, one mistake guys would make is we would focus too much on our interest level, you know, with someone.
Uh-huh.
And really, I mean, at the end of the day, that it really doesn't matter what our interest level is. We need to focus on what her interest level is and paying attention to not what she says, but what she demonstrates and shows us. And that's just an example of how it's kind of a counterintuitive idea where as men, we automatically have to sometimes, we have to be shown a different way to attract the women that we want in our lives. And Doc was really good at being able to convey that. And that's pretty much it. But I just wanted to say condolences to his family and to you. And it's nice to know that the program's still on tonight, because I know Doc would want that. And also that his teachings are, you know, they're set in stone now. They can always, I actually have a married friend of mine who has a son who is 12. But he said, you know, when the time is right, I'm going to sit him down with a dating dictionary. And he said, that's something that he's going to be able to use as a, you know, a guide when it becomes a, you know, an appropriate time for him to date. So that's
what
it.
A lucky young man. What a lucky young man. You don't know how many guys, countless guys over the years have said, if I'd only had this 10 years before, 20 years before, 30 years before. And for that young man to get it at an early age, and hopefully he absorbs it and, you know, and becomes, you know, has to change his life too. But yeah, thank you. And I say, you know, everybody says condolences to me and condolences to Doc's family, but I say condolences to all of you. You know, we're all feeling the loss. And so it's not just about, you know, one way street here. So condolences to you, my friend. And
thank you. I'll just say one last thing before I go. It's interesting, you know, this, I've been a longtime listener of the program, and this is the first time I've ever called in. But, you know, I hear your voice, I hear Doc's voice. And, yeah, when I got the email today, you know, I felt emotional, like, wow, it's like you feel, even though, you know, you feel very connected to yourself and to Doc, and you listen to, and even Vish, like, you know, listening to Vish, I had never spoken to him, but there's, you know, regular callers that you hear, and you feel a certain sense of familiarity, I guess. And it's, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be an adjustment not to hear Doc anymore. But like I said, I'm still grateful that the show can go on and we can, you know, you've been with him so long that, you know, it'll be nice to have you still convey the message, you know, that he put forth all those years ago. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I hope you, you know, and I'll encourage you and everybody else listening right now, if you're not a regular caller, then become a regular caller, because, you know, this is now a a solo show with me, and it's no longer a two-man show. And so it is going to be even more caller-driven. So I'd love to hear from everybody because, you know, right. Doc was a force, and his personality, amazing. And, you know, we'd spend the first 20 minutes of the show, and he'd find some news item, and he'd make it funny, and he'd have the system twist on it and stuff like that. But, you know, you're not going to have that. However, I will say that I have to give credit to Nick Walker. I want to give him a shout-out. He's one of Doc's longtime students, and he saved every show that we had from, you know, even shows that Doc and I had lost from WS Radio and World Talk Radio and whatnot. And so you're going to be hearing Doc's voice on this show. I'm going to be calling it Classic Doc. And he'll be interacting with callers and doing all sorts of stuff, stuff that we've long forgotten about. So I want to say that that's going to be, you know, after we get through this period here, that's going to be a regular part of this show. But so I hope you call in more often. I would love to hear from you whenever the mood strikes you.
Well, I'll say this right before I go. I remember I was like, as soon as I get through tonight, I got to make sure I got the name, where I'm from, and the age, because I remember sometimes because I was like, I don't know if Jeff's going to be more forgiving of me than Doc is sometimes, because I remember Doc would be like, age, please.
He wouldn't let you talk. No, he wouldn't let you talk. And if you said you were old, you said, yeah, I'm 40 years old or something like that. No, you're young.
40,
you
know, 45 not, years young. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're not allowed to talk until you do that. But, hey, I better move on to some other callers here. A lot of guys want to get in. But, hey, thank you so much. And, I'll, you know, don't be a stranger, okay?
All right, thanks, Jeff. Have a good night.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye. Okay, let's keep moving. By the way, a lot of callers on the line right now, a lot of you wrote in. You know, we could probably go for 5 hours tonight, I would bet. But, you know, we're just going to take this step by step. If you don't get in tonight for some reason, you know, we'll be here next week and the week after and stuff like that. You will get your thoughts on the air, but I'm going to get to as many of you as I can. There's still 52 minutes to go on the show, so let's keep things moving here. And let me get this caller on 2084. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can go ahead and the floor is yours.
Pasquale Galante, 73 years of age.
Hey, Pasquale, you're 73 years young. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Jeff, great talking with you. You know, I feel there's a lot of potential for Doc Love's course. I feel that he's kind of like, was it Socrates? And then Aristotle took all of Socrates' ideas and developed them.
Yeah, it could be a Tesla-Edison thing going on, right? Edison-Tesla, something like that.
Yeah, but let me share a couple ideas. I actually probably am one of the few people besides you that called in that actually met Doc Love. And I met him twice, and one time we were at a party in Manhattan Beach, and there were a whole bunch of guys upstairs and all the beautiful babes in the middle floor, and they were all afraid, and Doc Love and I walked down and talked to them. And then one time I met him... Yeah, this was years and years and years ago. And then I can't remember if it was the 60s, 70s, or 80s because I traveled a lot. But I talked to him for like 5 or 10 minutes when he was interviewing girls on the beach. And he had the lady and this bodyguard that I think he carried the camera, I think. But I got to talk to him. I asked him what he's doing. And he was so friendly and kind, you know, I'm so sad he's gone. But what I wanted to say was he laid a foundation, and I'm praying that eventually we actually have like a university department on this, like to really expand it, because he has so many great insights.
Yeah, Pasquale, I can't agree with you more that, you know, this should be every 18-year-old in the world, every 18-year-old guy in the world should be reading the system, because not only is it going to be something that is going to set him up in his dating life, but it's going to set up in his life too, because as Doc always said on the show, he said, I started out writing a dating book, but I ended up writing kind of a life coaching book. And that's really what it is, you know, how to dress, how to act, how to interact with people, how to, you know, not show your emotions and, you know, always show class, no matter how you might be feeling internally. I mean, there's just a lot of lessons that I've carried with with me that have made me a better man by being, like I said in the beginning of the show, I'd be a shell of, if I had never met Doc, I would, there's no way that I would be the man I am today. No way.
You sound great, Jeff, and my condolences to everyone, and you and Doc Love's family, and keep having the show. And I feel that, you know, of course you have to be genuinely yourself, but what Doc Love left us was a comprehensible set of values and strategies and behaviors that were very healthy, very, very healthy.
Yeah,
so I'll
healthy.
Let you go. Thanks so much for...
Yeah, thank you, Pasquale. I appreciate it, and thank you for sharing your thoughts. And again, like I said to the last caller, don't be a stranger, please.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right, let's get some more callers on the air here. Certainly a lot of people want to share their thoughts, and I'm very, very grateful that you all are here right now. It makes it easier to have you around me right now, and definitely much superior to me just, you know, sitting in a dark room somewhere and not doing the show. So 7112, and that's the last 4 digits of your number. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and the floor is yours.
Hey, Jeff. This is Arsha, 30, from Georgia. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
How are you doing, man?
Hey, yeah, I've been better, but I'm muddling through. How are you, man?
Yeah, man. You know, I got the news earlier from Seth. Definitely, it was a gut-wrenching, you know, experience to think about that. I actually wanted to call the show this morning, so I guess I'll take a couple minutes just to kind of go over with you what you know Doc Love and the show has done for me and in my experience. You know, definitely, you know, Doc Love has paved the path for me in terms of dating. Like before, you know, I didn't know what to do. And I felt like, you know, getting the snappy answers and being able to understand woman needs and, you know, getting his support through every bad date I've had, whether it was a girl that didn't speak my language or would break dates. And you and Doc were always there to kind of clarify clarify me on that. So I want to just thank you for that. I want you to show, you know, how grateful I am for you continuing this show. I think that's the way that Doc would have wanted it. You know, I want to call in more often, be a bigger part of the show. Just really wanted to thank you for that.
No, Arsha, thank you. And you know what what really hit me tonight is I was reading all the condolences, and I'm looking at a Word document right now. It's 15 pages and growing. I've got a ton of people that want to get in and talk, and it struck me that we are a community of guys, and that's what Doc really built. And Doc was the force. Doc was the guy. He was the larger-than-life personality. But I'm really just somebody that's going to be carrying the legacy along. I'm going to try to bring Doc's word, his teaching, and all of that stuff to everybody. But to your point, yes, call in with different situations that you're going through. And, you know, we'll talk through things because I think that together we can make a very rich show. And I have some ideas for some things that I may want to do down the road. I'm still formulating them in my head, but it's always going to be with the idea of supporting you in the best Doc Love way possible, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I just want you to know, you know, that I am totally, totally committed to making sure that I'm a regular part of that growing process to get your feedback on situations. And I think that's absolutely how Doc would have wanted it. I know you have a ton of calls to get to, so for sure I will call next week. I hope you're hanging in there.
Hey, you as well, Arsha. I mean, it hit us all hard, so I appreciate it, and I'll be talking to you on a more regular basis, buddy. You take care.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to keep going here. Still 45 minutes left in the show, so plenty going to get to plenty more callers here. I feel bad. A lot of people wrote in. I'm going to try to get at least one letter. I'm going to do a shorty here right before I get to the next caller. It says, Jeff, please accept my sorrow on the passing of Tom. As you know, listeners, his name, real name is Tom Hodges. He says, I had gone through a divorce in 2004 when I found his information. It is worth gold dust to me. I've always followed his articles and audio ever since. My parents were not as helpful to me as was Tom. If I had his insights early in life, I would not have made the same mistakes. At least going forward, I can say, I think with Tom's thoughts, and I know I would do well. Please feel free to convey my feelings with the show and the family, Jeff from Dallas. So at least wanted to get his thoughts in there. I'm going to try to get letters as the weeks go on here. But 0454, you are the next caller. Give me your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you could go ahead and have the floor.
Hey, Jeff. It's Nick from Virginia, 37 years young. Thank you for the shout-out a few minutes ago.
Hey, yeah, thank you. Yeah, appreciate it. And, you know, it's funny, you know, you go to old things, and, you know, I almost said there, give us your name, your number, and, your age, and you can ask questions of Doc. I almost just said that a second ago. I had to catch myself. It's just a surreal experience, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on Doc and, you know, what he meant to you and what the system meant to you.
Absolutely. Well, I was a student for almost 20 years, so I was real lucky to get this stuff early in life. And what I'm always going to remember about Doc was, number one, his consistency. He never missed an article in over 20 years, over 1,000 articles. And also his energy and his positivity, just like you said, even at an age when most men would have been enjoying their retirement, he was still going strong. He loved what he did, and that came through in every single show. And I know that's going to keep going with you. I know the system is in good hands. You're going to have my support. You're going to have the support of every member of the Doc Love Club. We're going to keep this going. And just a couple of stories real quick. So I called him several times for phone coaching. He would remember me every single time out of thousands of students. At one point, after coaching was done, he and I just started talking about music. So I ended up sending him a couple of CDs, and he always remembered that. He'd be like, "Oh yeah, you're the guy who sends me that great music." Another time, this was back in that's how he was. Yeah, you know, he loved music. You guys, you know, before when you had the other shows, you were able to put all those good songs on there that I know you picked out. But, you know, back in, I think it was 2006, you guys updated the dating dictionary, and so I emailed him just to ask about if there was a way I could get the new edition. He sent me the new copy for free, and the only instructions were, destroy old book, written in all caps. So I'm always appreciative of that. Yeah, that's vintage Doc. You know, very, very to the point like that. But he helped so many people over the years. You had those You Changed My Life letters every single show, and I know you had many more that you couldn't even fit on. But even though I'm sad that he's gone, I'm happy he's got you. We're all thankful to have you, Jeff, and we got to keep this going strong.
No, I thank you, and you know, it's really going to be us hanging together and supporting each other with this. And because what I think is going to come out of this is the richness of everybody's experiences sharing what they're doing in the dating scene and what they're running up against. It's going to allow everybody to learn from each other, and the more voices we have on the air, the more that Doc Love Club members and non-Doc Love Club members as well, because if you're listening right now and you don't have the system, and maybe you're not a Doc Love Club member, maybe this is the first time you're actually hearing this show, well, you know, you have just reached a very welcoming environment. Everybody that is on the air right now, the Doc Love Club members, all the veterans, and I know that you'll back me up on this, at some point they started exactly where you did. And they didn't really know what was going on, and they, you know, a lot of the ideas that Doc had is really counterintuitive to what you're taught or what everybody thinks that you should do when it comes to dating. But you'll have a lot of support, and never feel funny about calling in with questions or, you know, one of the legacies that I'd like to keep going with Doc is that Doc what he did was he wrote a book, but then he supported it with a radio show. I mean, how many successful books could you have that you could actually talk to the author every week about a concept that you didn't quite get or you wanted some expansion on? So, and that's what we're going to do with this show. And I'm going to continue to listen. I'm going to continue to listen to what you all have to say. I want you to email me with ideas that you might have. And, you know, together we'll like you said, we're going to keep it going.
Definitely. As time goes on, you know, some details might change, you know, as technology changes or things like that. But the principles that have worked are universal and timeless. And that's never going to change.
Yeah, in Mastery 4, he wrote an article called Lost in the 50s, and it was all about a lot of, and you're probably familiar with that article, but how everybody says, you know, because his doc got up in age, it's funny when, you know, somebody gets gray hair, they think, okay, well, that's, you know, we need the new thing now. Well, you know, what Doc argued in that article, and it was the absolute truth, is, well, what about... You know, what has really changed over the years about having a woman with integrity and having integrity yourself and showing her respect and wishing her well as she wishes you well and all of those things that make up a good relationship? Like you said, I mean, we could have the iPhone 12 and, you know, we could get it embedded into our eyeball and be able to order a pizza by blinking our eye. But you still need that human-to-human tenets that Doc espoused. And it's going to be, it was true 40 years ago, and it's going to be true 1,000 years from now. So I appreciate you recognizing that. And, you know, well, it doesn't surprise me because you're a Doc Love Club member.
Definitely. Jeff, thank you for everything.
Thank you. And I'll please don't be a stranger. Please call in more often, okay?
You got it. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, let's keep going here, and 5830, that's the last four digits of your number. Give us your name, going back to that old stuff. Give me your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and the floor is yours.
Hello, Jeff, this is Janice Cito. I'm calling you from around Toronto, so north of the border. And Doc never asked my age, so I hope you don't mind if this lady keeps
it. Well, you know what? You're a lady, so we're gonna be gentlemen on the show. I think all the Doc Love Club members listening right now would be A-okay with that. But Janice, yeah, so you wrote a beautiful letter that I'm gonna close the show with, and you were always the two guys on the line that aren't really sure about Janice. Doc's talked about her from time to time. She's a female student, and she's actually an author herself. And I know Doc meant a lot to you, and I can't wait to read your letter because it was awesome, and it really embodied who Doc was. And I'm going to be reading that at the end of the show. But Janice, I invite you, of course, to share your thoughts as well. And it's great to have you here.
I think of Doc as the father that many women deserve to have. He was very much a mentor to me, not only in personal relationships, but as a life coach, which he never thought he would be. And I think that he inspired me to write and to add to the system. He was always so happy to say, the system got bigger, because I was writing from a female point of view, trying to let women know that if you want to be in a relationship with a good man, you want to make sure that you're a good woman, and you want to be loyal, and you want to be self-reliant. You want to support your man and support yourself and your community. So I learned so much from Doc, and I was so glad that I, like Pasquale, I was able to meet him. And he was such a fine man in person. So when I received your email, I was just in shock. I'm still very, very sad, but I thought, I've got to come and make this call.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I wanted to say that to hear Vish and Arsha and all these people that when I would tune into the show, I wouldn't call in, but I would listen. I said, here he is again. So it was wonderful, wonderful time.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing I probably should have talked to Pasquale about, but I'll talk to you about, because he, Doc in person was a force of nature. And I mean that in a good way. I've never seen anybody with so much energy. I mean, he just had energy, positivity up all the time, and just, it's shocking that he's gone, actually, because, you think a guy like that will last till he's 100, 110. It's just actually shocking because of, he was just so full of life.
Yes, and I want to do my part in order to keep his system going. So you can count on me for that, Jeff. Thank you.
Oh, I really appreciate it, Janice. And like I said, right at the end of the show, we're going to take the last 5 minutes and we're going to read your letter. It was a really poignant letter. Not that all the letters I didn't receive, all the letters I received were poignant, and I'm going to get them all on the air at some point. But Janice, I thought it was what you wrote, I think, is appropriate to close the show with. But thank you for your support. It's great to hear from you. Not under the circumstances, of course. I don't like the circumstances that I'm hearing from you, but it's nice to hear your voice, and thank you.
God bless you, Jeff, and prayers for Doc and his family.
Yep, you as well, Janice. Thank you. Okay, so let's get some more calls in here, and let's roll on to 0251. 0251, and you can give me your name, where you're calling from, and the floor is yours, and of course your age.
Midwest Manny, 37 years young.
Midwest Manny, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Jeff. Heartbreaking, dude. Heartbreaking.
Oh, the worst.
Condolences to you, to Doc's family. And all the guys listening.
And you as well, Manny.
Yeah. So, some of my favorite Doc Love lines, one of my favorite Doc Love lines was, he'd always say, "I don't mean to drive the bus over you, guy, but bah, bah, bah." He'd always say that.
Yes, that was the, that embodied Doc right there. Doc was like, a real kind guy, but still kind enough that he was going to give you the truth. The truth was always the most important thing to him.
Yep, exactly. Another one I liked of Doc that always... I always bring a smile on my face listening to the show was he would say something like, this is very complicated stuff. He'd follow it up with that. So, like, for example, he'd say, if she calls you back, she's interested. If she does not call you back, she's not interested. This is very complicated stuff, guy. That was a good line.
I
liked that one.
I loved it when he had that sardonic. I just love the Doc Love laugh. And we're going to hear his voice on the show again. Because, again, thanks to Nick, we have 6 years' worth of shows, and I'm going to cut them up, and I'm going to be playing, classic Doc, because you can't lose that voice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, his voice, man, it's so memorable, right? Like, his voice is just always in my head when I think of relationship stuff, and
You know what he always used to tell me, Manny? It's a little behind the scenes for the listeners here. Doc would always say, "Man, I wish I had your voice." He really liked my voice, and my response to Doc is said. My response to Doc was always, "Yeah, well, I wish I had your brain."
Yeah. Right on. Yeah. Yep. Yep. I also like those light bulb moments where he would pause for a few seconds and then he'd say, "The system just grew." And he'd let a few seconds go by. And it was like that, wow, magical moment. I like that. And then last Doc Love line I always liked, because I had a ton of coaching with him over the years. I really did. Through multiple relationships. And I'm 37 now, and I might be off on this, but I feel like I was 18 when I first discovered his stuff, like on Ask Men, I think it was.
Yeah, that's old school. But yeah, he started on Ask Men around 2000. So the time frame about works,
okay.
Manny.
Yeah. Yeah. I also liked his put on a happy face line. He'd always say that too, and it's just comforting to hear him say that. I liked his attitude about stuff. And then, you know, another part was just the callers like Arsha and Vish and Mountain Man and Alan. You know, it's just the whole community, which, of course, is going to keep going forward. But I liked that part, too. And I just appreciated, you know, I went through some pain and sorrow and fun, joyous times of my life throughout different relationships I had with women. And Doc was a part of that, you know, for years and years. I was a regular caller for a while, and then I stopped calling, you know, over the last several months here. But I definitely had to call in today. And I'm also happy that, you know, I participated in contributing a little bit to some of the snappy answers to Silly Love Questions. Super grateful to be involved in that. And then
he appreciated you, Manny. He appreciated you, believe me.
Yeah. And then lastly, I'm going to miss his passion. I'm going to miss his showmanship. Definitely miss his humor. And but, you know, I'm super grateful and glad to have the shows and experiences with Doc that I did have, and with you too, Jeff, absolutely, and the members too. So very cool, very cool. And
that's great. That's great stuff, Manny. I mean, I haven't laughed much today, but boy, just hearing those classic Doc lines, man, that definitely brought a smile to my face.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. Thank
exactly.
you. And I know
we can
everybody else
soundbite
listening.
Doc so many ways. On so many different lines, you could soundbite him, you know? He had great ones. So I like that idea you talked about earlier about, like, busting out some classic Doc every now and then. I think that'd be great. Be awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, now, Doc, I tell you, he was always big, and we're going to continue on that. It's going to be a caller-driven show, but, you know, we'll find spaces, you know, where Doc might have picked out, like, a Hollywood thing. Or something that, you know, a book he read or something like that. I'll be looking for places to put classic Doc in and other things. But, you know, we'll just get through the next couple weeks here. And but anyway, Manny, I hope that you won't wait months and months and months to call again. I definitely would love to have your voice on the show on a regular basis.
Right on, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. All right, buddy. You take care. And thank you for
All
calling.
Right.
I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. See ya.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Boy, still a lot of callers. Doc meant a lot to all of us, and I'm going to do my best to get you all in. 5017, that's your last four digits. And give me your name, where you're calling from, your age, and then you may share what you would like to about Doc. Hello, 5017, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and then the floor will be yours.
Name is Roderick, age 47, calling from Portland, Oregon.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you. Heartbroken and shocked as well. Got the email this morning, and I can't help but feel like I sound like a broken record. I echo everything everyone has said, and just felt like I needed to call in and give my condolences to everyone, the family, yourself, and to all the listeners. Doc will be greatly missed.
No, I appreciate that, and condolences to you as well, because you know, we're all feeling it, like I said. And you know, one thing I neglected to mention, but I'm going to make sure to share this show, and if we do a tribute show next week, I'm going to share the show with Doc's family. So your voices are going to be heard by Doc's family as well, and I know they're going to appreciate it.
I have to share my experience with Doc. First came across his articles, I want to say, back in 2008, and my coaching with Doc was maybe a little bit different. When I first reached out, I was going through a divorce, and I was just curious about what I did wrong as a man, and we spent a lot of time talking about that. And like Manny, over the years, I would call and have coaching sessions with him just about various relationships, but also a lot of business advice as well, because I felt like a lot of the stuff in the system would parallel how you conduct yourself in business and out in the community. And so we got to spend a lot of time over the years, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. It's not meant to be disrespectful, but Doc was kind of a hard ass on me, and it's what I needed, because it definitely made me a stronger person. And I remember, you know, 2 or 3 minutes late, you're late.
Yeah.
He was a stickler for everything, and it held you to a higher level of accountability. It made you see the different things about yourself that you could improve as a man, and it made sense. It made the system make more sense to me as well, because when you would read certain things about the dating game, it was easier to see how you were making mistakes, or how you were, I guess, in a way, just presenting yourself to the world, let alone to someone you're interested in dating. If it's not congruent, you don't have anything. And I felt like that was the genius of what Doc was able to do with all of his coaching and just the lessons over the years. So, he knew what each person needed. And I was stubborn and hard-headed, so he definitely knew how to whip people into shape as well. So,
well, you know, Doc
greatly appreciated that.
Doc was like that that great coach that could see that you had, if I may draw a professional sports analogy, that he could see that you had all pro potential, but that your practice habits weren't there, that you weren't doing enough reps, that you weren't running your routes right, that you weren't doing the little things it took to make a champion. And
absolutely,
he was not afraid to point that out to you. And sometimes, you know, and I was the recipient of that. You know, Doc and I did a lot of business together. And
yeah,
Doc would not be afraid to tell me if there was something that I was doing that was wrong. And don't get me wrong, we had a very good relationship. I mean, we were a team for many years, and I'll always cherish those memories of being able to interact with Doc for all the years that I did. But he was not afraid to tell you that. You know, I'd come to him with this thing, and he'd go, and if a docism, he'd go, guy, no, that's no,
yeah,
that's wrong.
Right.
No. You know, so he wasn't afraid to tell you that. And, but it was all from a place of love. You know, when he said, Doc Love Club members, we love you, he really meant that. And
yes,
he really wanted the best for every single guy. So you come out of it, you might be a little angry at first because, you know, who wants to hear that, you know, they're screwing up? But if you go through it, you absorb it, you look back at it, and you say, you know what? And you can say this about very few people in the world, that he really wished the best for you. You know, it's very few, not in the world, I should say, but in your life. You know, it's very rare to come across, you know, people that truly want the best for you, and you cherish those people. That's why this loss is so hard. But, you know, together we're going to do, we're going to keep this going. So did you have any other thoughts on Doc before I moved on to some other callers?
Yeah, last thing to kind of piggyback on what you just said, I remember Doc would always say, this stuff goes deep. I remember him always saying that in coaching, and it just, yeah, I think it just resonates with me as I listen to everybody else share their experiences. Just trying to be a well-rounded person and trying to be consistent in all areas of your life. You know, if you can be consistent with your daily routines, just with, you know, your personal life, same thing with your professional life, and same thing with your dating or your married life. And I definitely did get that from Doc. Like, he wanted the best for everyone, and he wasn't afraid to hold you accountable. And I don't know, I guess that's what's sticking out in my mind right now when he says this stuff goes deep, because it definitely made you a better person across all areas of your life. So just wanted to share that. Thank you for the time, Jeff. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the new direction of the show, and glad to have been a member for the last 10, 11 years.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your membership. And, you know, if you ever have any suggestions, please reach out to me. Don't be a stranger. Don't be afraid to call the show. And, you know, it's going to be the shared experiences that we all have that is going to, I think, make the show very rich. So I encourage you to call in more often if you have a mind to, if you feel like it.
I appreciate that, Jeff. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, let's keep going here, and 4090, that's the last four digits of your number. Give me your name, where you're calling from, your age, and then you can share your thoughts.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, this is Norman. I'm 43 years young. I'm from Chicago.
Hey, Norman, how you doing?
Hi. Good, hi. Sorry to hear about the loss. We're all so devastated by this big a big loss for the community, for yourself, and for the family. And hopefully we'll be able to grow from this and continue the show. And I was listening to the previous callers. Jeff, I think you were involved with, you know, the show for the last, like you said, 15 or 19 years. You've helped write the books. And, you know, so now we need your, you know, direction to continue the show. And everyone loves it. And I want to give you the strength to continue doing this, and you know, it's unbelievable. Like everyone's been saying, this is really deep how it goes in personal and in professional, and we got to continue this legacy. Because Doc was a genius in this.
He indeed. I mean, that's a good word for him, genius. Because you know, it's the simplicity of it that you know everybody says, and I said this on the show last week that sometimes the most simple things, the most obvious things, it just takes that genius to uncover it. And Doc
right.
put sales into dating, and all the tenets of sales about showing up on time and presenting your best product and making sure that you knew what the customer wanted, all that stuff. I mean, he took
right.
all of that and combined it with, you know, interviews with women, and he mixed it all together, and he came up with this this just amazing product and this amazing
right,
way
right.
of living your
sure.
life. And I
right.
tell you, Norman, I appreciate your kind words. I condolences to you as well. And I'm going to say that to every caller that wishes me condolences, because, you know, everybody in their own way, because everybody had their own relationship with Doc, whether it was phone coaching or whether it was just the book got them through a hard time in their life or opened their eyes to something. Everybody has a relationship with Doc, and everybody's feeling a loss. So condolences to you as well, Norman.
Yeah, thank you. But he was really great. Like you said in your previous caller said, and you've been saying this, where do you get a book and the author, and you could talk to him? I mean, more than an author. I mean, you could call him every week, and you could discuss with him what's going on in your dating life. I mean, it was just amazing. I mean, you know, to go through with him, asking questions and talk about different things. And it was really appreciated. And I think it's something we have to continue and talk it through. And you've been, you know, Doc built you up. I mean, you know this stuff, you know, on the back of your hand. I mean, you're the prodigy of Doc.
Yeah, yeah. I've absorbed a lot of stuff over the years. And I'm going to... But I'm going to do what Doc did, and I'm always going to respect and show love to the audience, to the Doc Love Club members, and anybody that calls in, because that's what Doc was all about. At the end of the day, and I said this to the last caller, he really cared about what happened to you, and he wanted the best for
mm-hmm.
you. So that's the
right.
legacy I'm going to continue. That's the prism that I'm going to look through when I'm producing this show. So, Norman, do you have anything else to add before I move on to some other callers?
No, I just wanted to just give a call in because I know you're probably busy. But thank you so much, and continue, and we'll talk in the future.
Yep, thank you, Norman. I appreciate your time today.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, and I'll
have
talk to
night.
You soon. Yep, you too. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. right. 03. I can't believe it. It's we've got 15 minutes left. And wow, it's been a quite an experience. 0340 0340. That's the last four digits of your number. Give me your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can go ahead and share your thoughts.
Hey, Jeff, this is Sean, 43, Los Angeles, California, and I just found out at the beginning of the show about Doc. I had no idea. I was on the mailing list, but I ended up not getting the email. But, no, I'm very sad about this. I found out about Doc through the Ask Men website, and that was, I think, in 2002 or 2003, and I saw the book on there. And I just let it sit there. I didn't order it. And I waited a few years, and I saw the Doc had a thing where you can order it, and if you don't like it, you can get your money back. So I went ahead and ordered the book, and I just fully expected it just to be a complete waste of my time and money. And I was just like, there's no way this thing is going to work. Even when I read it, I was like, this is ridiculous. None of this stuff is going to work. I'm going to return this book because this is ridiculous. And then I met somebody, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it on this person, just see if any of this stuff can actually work. And I tried all of it, and she fell in love with me within like 2 or 3 weeks, because she was just like, I've never met anybody who acts like this. And she was like, I've never had anybody who I like this much. And she told me out of her own mouth, she said, you know, I can never tell how I stand with you. And then she was like, and then paused, and she was like, I like it though. But, and that was that. I bought the book in November 2005, and I've been reading it and using it ever since. And, I have to say, like, it completely turned my life around. I became more social, and I feel very comfortable around women now. And I don't find them to be the mystery, I thought of before. I realized there's sort of a strategy involved, and that to me made a big difference. It wasn't me just going on a date hoping things may work out, actually having a strategy and having that strategy work out. And ever since then, I've just been the biggest fan. I have I had mastery 1 through 6 already, and obviously the book. And I've been listening to your show for, pretty much, I guess, 14, 15 years, maybe a little longer,
wow.
But yeah, around that time. And, the thing that I like about Doc is you can ask him questions that progress in your own relationship. It's almost like he's coming along with you on the relationship ride, you know, and it's like having somebody, you know, like an angel on your shoulder telling you how to act, what to say, and like, you know, you're not going to mess up. And that to me made the biggest difference, is like, I could actually have a coach like a football team or a basketball team where I can actually, like, in the middle of the game, get help.
Yeah.
And to me,
that's a great way to put it.
Difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just like, wow. And I tell all my friends about it, and they never listened, but, yeah, but I make sure I have to tell people, like, buy this book. And it's just me that I'm sort of a lone wolf, and I'm the only one of my friends who reads it and uses it. And I'm pretty much the only one who has, like, a decent dating life now. So
Go figure, right?
It's definitely, yeah, exactly. And, I mean, I do my best. I'll tell them, please, you really need to buy it. And they'll be like, no, I don't want to. They're like, yeah, it's $100. It's not worth it. I was like, no, I promise it's worth it. They never listen, but he completely turned my life around. I feel awful for his family, obviously. I think he's really the reason why, you can probably say, thousands of marriages have been saved. So
he's definitely impacted thousands of lives, tens of thousands of lives, and how many of us can say that? I mean, you talk about a true difference maker, and that was Doc for sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping that you can carry on his legacy. I know you'll do a great job, and I'm just going to be listening when you take over.
Well, I'd
the
like
show
you to call
now,
in.
So.
Call in. Don't be a stranger, please.
Sure, sure, absolutely. And, you know, my condolences, obviously, to you and, you know, his family so much. And he will be missed.
Absolutely. Well, and condolences to you as well. And I thank you for the call. And, again, please, Sean, don't be a stranger.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks again. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Take care. All right, we're going to come in almost to the end of the show here, but we're going to get try to fit a few more callers in. 8420. Give us your name. Give me your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can go ahead and offer your thoughts.
Hey, Jeff. It's Dan from Minnesota, 54 years young.
Hey, Dan.
It's been a while, but I listen every week.
Appreciate that.
And,
thank you.
You know, if I can keep my composure here, I just, you know, I'm stunned, but the one thing I want to say is Doc is always on our shoulder.
Yes.
The one thing he always said was, I got your back.
And I tell you, Dan, he truly did. He truly did. He, I had so many conversations with him off the air, and he would always tell me, because as you know, I manage the Doc Love Club, and he would always tell me that, you know, if there's any little glitch, his whole thing was, you know, take care of the guys. And that's what he always wanted to do. He always wanted to take care of, and again, like I've said several times on the show, he truly cared and wanted the best for everybody. And he was pure of heart in that way. He really was. Like, he was funny because he was a gruff coach. You know, he was that coach who would yell at you, but he had a heart of gold. And
he was rough on me. He berated me a couple of times. And you know, early on, years ago, I thought, you know, I don't need to take this, but I kept listening and I applied his principles, and it truly did change my way of thinking, and I can truly say that it will change my life.
Indeed. Indeed. I feel the exact same way. So did you have any other, do you have any thoughts you wanted to add?
I'm just going to say, Doc Love, we love you.
Yeah, he certainly loved you. No doubt, he loved everybody. Every Doc Love Club member, everybody that interacted with him, he really did. And you could hear that. But I appreciate your call, and don't be a stranger. I hope that I hear from you more often.
Loyal member.
Beautiful. All right. Well, you take care, Dan. And thank you so much.
Thanks,
for calling.
Jeff.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Wow. It's been quite a show. We're going to last but not least caller as we end this hour and a half special tribute show to Doc. 0983-0983. And that's Les Forget your number. Give me your name, where you're calling from, and your age. And you may offer your thoughts about Doc.
Jomi here, Temple, 33. Man, Jeff, if I can... Oh, my God. I'll talk to you next week, but thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Jomi. What did you say?
I said, if I can keep my composure here, but, I mean, I have not called in weeks and weeks, but I always listen every Wednesday. And this morning, I was on my phone, and then a few hours, and I looked at my phone, and it has, oh man.
Yeah, it's, that was one of the hardest emails I've ever had to write.
Yes, but anyways, Doc, Jeff, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and, I should say it's the hardest email I've ever had to write with this, But, Jomi, thank you. And, hey, I hope you call in, man. You know, we're going to you know, I'd love to have you call in with questions and whatnot. And, you know, thank you so much for your support and for calling in and adding your voice to this. Really appreciate it, Jomie.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We're coming to the end here. And as I promised, we have about four minutes and 30 seconds left. So I'm going to take my time reading this letter. We may go a little over, may go a little under. I'm not sure how long it's going to take to read it. And, you know, no Doc Love Club overtime this week, obviously, because this is a special show. But I'm going to end this with Janice had called earlier. And here's a letter she wrote in tribute to Doc. She said, "Dear Thomas, a.k.a. Doc Love, yesterday on a sleepy Tuesday evening, I sent you another email wishing you a quick and complete recovery. This morning, I received a reply from your sidekick, Jeff. Last night, you had passed. The news shook me up and leaves me very sad. I have been told that passing is a gentle transition, not an express elevator to the top, and so I am writing this note to accompany you on your journey onward. First, let me say thank you for creating the system. In your final radio show, an extra segment for the Doc Love Club members on July 29th, 2020, you took the time to sum up your life's work. Decades in the making, the dating dictionary is the results of your interviews with over 10,000 women with that famous question, why did you choose one man over another? The system is based on truth. The truth changes lives. Secondly, you attached great importance on sharing the truth, which is the system, which in the system goes way beyond mere dating. It is a mindset for a successful and meaningful life. Your biggest piece of advice in the last radio show was not give up. I think you meant to not give up on disseminating the truth. You gave talks on the system. You presented at seminars. You went from mailing the dating dictionary to offering online digital downloads and audio and Expand the Mastery series. You were ahead of the curve in podcasting. You kindly listened to callers and dispensed advice in a humorous voice on your weekly live radio show. You created a community of the Doc Love Club with membership from Montana to Mongolia. And most important, you modeled the finest qualities of the system guy, the gentleman. You had no ego about the system, and you were so proud when any Spartan of the system contributed ideas. Who can forget the enthusiasm in your voice every time you cheered, hey, the system just got bigger. As part of this expansion of the system, I have to speak directly to your continual encouragement to me. Although the main target market for the system is men, you welcome me as a number one female supporter. Over the years, you encouraged me to write this truth and most recently publish a series on how the system shows up in Betty Neal's romances. I experienced your generosity firsthand last 4th of July 2019. Before this global emergency, a San Diego seafood brunch was a commonplace occurrence in most people's lives, but you had made it a real event, roaring up to me in your canary yellow sport car, sporting aviators, and looking like Steve McQueen. If this is how a gentleman shows up for a business luncheon, imagine how his system presents himself on a coffee date, as it should be. Doc loves the system changes lives. It certainly has changed mine, and I am very grateful to have had this opportunity to tell you in person. I feel very sad at the loss of you to the Doc Love Club community, taking comfort that you gifted us a legacy of many words and hours of advice to carry on, and above all, a gentlemanly spirit as you always signed off. Doc Love Club members, we love you." And Janice, I should have asked you how to say this when I had you on the phone, but you say, "Why yo tambien Doc?" And I hope that I said that right, but at the end you say, "You've earned your rest, Thomas Hodges. Thank you again, sincerely, Janice Cito." Doc Love Club members, we do love you. And we're now going to take a moment of silence so you can reflect on Doc in your own way. And I thank you for listening.